at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It'd be so cool if I could say Elvis Zumach's with us, but he's not. Chad Zumach is with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com starting tomorrow night with Ivan
Decker.
Ivan Decker is a headliner. Decker.
Ivan Draco.
Ivan Decker, exactly.
Decker.
And just for Chad, we booked one of his favorite wrestlers. Diamond Dallas Page is going to phone the program shortly, right, Puss?
Any minute.
All right.
No, I was a big fan.
You're a big fan. You're younger than us, so you were like a kid loving Diamond Dallas Page.
It was right during the Monday Night Wars when WCW and WWE were like going head to head.
Right. Yeah.
It
was
like fun to watch because it was like the best of the best. Hulk Hogan was still around. Ric Flair.
Yep.
And he was in the mix. I think he was the WCW champion.
There you go.
Three times.
We have an expert.
Look at that.
Three-time WCW champion.
I'm going to allow you a question or two.
Okay.
Because I'm a fan. I know who he is and everything, but like if somebody's a really hardcore fan, we get to ask him a question, talk to him about something stupid. He'll phone the program shortly. Craig Evans in the house. Zumach, what your Twitter handle is, Chad?
It's at Chad Zumach, and I got an album called A White Guy Named Chad. Pick that up,
White
too.
White Guy Named Chad. Yeah. How long does that run? What's the run on that time?
I don't know. I didn't time it.
Are you serious?
I don't remember.
You don't know if it's 50, 60 minutes?
I think it's 45.
45, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He pays attention to details.
It was number 4-5 in the country.
There you go.
That's all I know.
Who was ahead of you?
Oh, there was Bill Burr.
Oh, he's funny.
Jim Gaffigan.
Very funny.
Like established comedians.
Big famous guys.
Yeah, not the guy featuring at the Funny Bone in Omaha.
Hey, don't take anything away from the feature guy at the Omaha Funny Bone.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes they're funny.
Especially if you're that guy, you can say it.
Yeah, I guess. Homeless huge dong gets a hit.
This guy just bragging and he's homeless.
Honk honk, I'm moist gets a hit, as does hookers and blow.
Honk honk, I'm moist came back, Chad. How do we actually start that? You reach over your woman's shoulders, honk honk, and you whisper in her ears, I'm moist, and women love that.
Sure.
Colleen said she loved that.
I think that's called, hashtag me too.
No, it's your wife, not just a stranger.
Oh, okay.
Or girlfriend.
At one time, it was a part of the seduction process. At one time, it was effective.
I missed that era.
Was it ever effective?
I totally missed it.
Like when you hug him from behind in the kitchen, you kind of raise
honk,
your
honk,
hips, and then you reach around, and
So we talked about that a year or so ago, and it became a thing, and a lot of guys tried it with their wives. It didn't get not too much success. Usually, either they laughed or they got pissed.
But you have to make the noise when you grab.
Honk, honk. I'm moist.
Hooking for McNuggets gets a hit.
That's a true story.
And you got to say, I'm moist in your sexiest voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Tried this weekend, Jed.
As does Hugh Janus gets a hit, as well as I-80 Bigfoot. I love ATM.
That's Hugh Janus. Don't tell me that. It's not Hugh
Janus.
Yeah. It's Hugh Janus.
It's Hugh.
Is it written Hugh Janus?
J-A-N-U-S. Yeah.
Okay. He wanted you to say Hugh Janus.
Okay.
I just said.
Yeah. And Craig wanted to say Hugh Janus.
The book is called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. The one and only Diamond Dallas Page with us.
Three-time big gold belt winner. Welcome to the show, Diamond. Or do we call you
Hey,
Dallas?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for it.
Or do we call
you call me whatever you want. I go by Dallas, Diamond, DDP, whatever works.
Mr. Page.
DDP. We have a comedian buddy, a friend of ours in here, Chad Zumach, who grew up. We're a little closer to your age, Diamond, but we got a guy younger than us who grew up watching you and loving you, man. So give him a question.
Diamond Dallas Page wrestled when wrestling mattered. It was like in the thick of things, the Monday Night Wars, and he was like a three-time WCW champion.
That's what I said.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Three times.
Yeah.
I mean, you were with Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, the big names. I mean, who was one of the – I know you did the thing with Jake the Snake, the documentary, and DDP Yoga. But who was your best opponent you had the most chemistry with?
Oh, man. You know, I had so many guys I loved being in the ring with. But when it comes down, there's only one, and that's the Macho Man.
Yeah. Now we lost the Macho Man. We lost the Macho Man. Diamond Dallas, how did you avoid the pitfalls that's happening to a lot of wrestlers?
Well, you know, a lot of guys, you know, over the years, back in the day, you know, we drank pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one really knew about the addiction level of the pills, you know, with, you know, somas, which were muscle relaxers, and painkillers, like, that fake stuff really hurts, you know. So, you know, bottom line is you pop a couple pills and then you have a few more and then you drink. And you see, for me, I can remember, and you talk about Jake the Snake, the resurrection of Jake the Snake, the actual documentary. If you haven't seen it, it's on now on Amazon Prime and on Hulu.
It's excellent.
But Jake
it's
was
excellent.
My mentor.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, Jake and Dusty. Without Dusty Rhodes, I always say there is no Diamond Dallas Page. But without Jake Snake Roberts, there's no three-time world champion.
Right.
Like, he really helped me. And right in the beginning, early on, you know, I was young when the first 20 years ago, I can remember being out with him. And, you know, we drank. I met him in my club 5 years before I was ever in wrestling and drinking in my nightclub in Fort Myers, Florida. So Jake and I, you know, we partied. And I didn't party like he did because I was mainly just the booze.
Got it.
And Jake was everything. But one night we were out, and he was chewing. He kept popping these pills and chewing them up. And at one point, I said, Jake, did you just chew a Percocet?
Whoa.
And he said, yeah. I was like, why would you do that, bro? They taste like garbage.
Yeah.
He said, well, you know, you want it to go right into your system. Oh. It goes in, you know, faster when you chew it. It goes right to your brain. I said, bro, I've seen you do that a couple of times. How many is that? He goes, I don't know, 9, 10,
oh.
Like probably more like 12. 20, you know, like, I didn't know, but I thought, why are you taking so many? And he said, well, they start to lose their potency after a while, so you got to take more.
You guys were in pain a lot because of what you do for a living. Does it help the pain after a while, or just become the pain?
At some point it'll become the pain because of the addiction.
Right,
but
right.
When I saw Jake doing that,
yeah.
I was like, whoa, because you're drinking with it. And when you're drinking with pills, it's why so many housewives have addiction to pills and
right.
booze.
It's also
because it feels good.
One of the reasons
I thought to myself.
You hurt your back when you were, about 40?
Well, what happened is, you know, just let me finish this one thing here.
Okay,
the bottom line is I knew that I needed these pills to work, so I never used them as a recreational tool.
Got it.
You know, after that.
Got it.
You know, I only used my dad. I didn't start wrestling until I was 35.
Man.
My career didn't take off until I was 40, which was in 1996. 97 and 98, I was on top of the world, signed a multi-million-dollar deal. Then I blew my back out. And what happened is I ruptured my L4 and L5 so severely that three different spine specialists tell me I was never going to wrestle again. Well, I just signed a multi-million-dollar deal. I just got paid.
Yeah.
You know, but also I just got there. You know,
yeah.
I wasn't ready to walk away from it. And I had people telling me my whole life what I can't do.
Okay.
And I won't let anybody tell me what I can't do. You know, I will work my butt off to prove you wrong. And that's where yoga came into my life. And you got to understand.
Who suggested that to you?
Sure. I'm sorry?
Who suggested the yoga thing to you? Because you,
my wife at the time.
I've heard you in interviews.
My wife at the time.
Yeah, you said, I'm the last guy in the world who would probably look at yoga, but you gave it a chance.
I had to. It was all I had. And I was blown away by how much it helped me. But it didn't give me everything. So I started to mix the yoga positions with the rehabilitation techniques. Then I threw in old school calisthenics. Then I throw in something I call dynamic resistance. And all it is flexing and engaging as you move. Think time under tension, lifting weights without weight. It accelerates your heart rate. So what I created by accident, which today is I call DDPY. Why? It'll always be DDP yoga, but I call DDPY. Why? Because I want people to stop calling it yoga.
Got it.
It's not just yoga.
Yeah.
And I developed it for people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm going to be signing a partnership with the NFL alumni. Like, that's a big deal. And I want to help these guys. These guys put their body on the line week after week, season after season for us. And I want to help those guys get back their mobility, get back their, so a lot of them get back their self-respect because they're just so beat up and run down.
They are.
You know,
yeah.
I know I can help them. I know I can help. I'm working with the Atlanta Falcons, a couple of players right now. Tim, I love you too, man. Hey, I'm sorry I couldn't talk to you. My buddy Tim Sabian from, remember Howard Stern's?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
just in the same place on that. Great okay. guy. Bottom line is that I'm so excited to help some of these players. And I'm working with the Falcons right now, two of their players, Brooks Reed and Ben Garland. Well, both of those guys scouted me out to work with me, which is super cool. And now I'm going to meet with Jesse Ackerman, their strength coach. So what I'm doing with my program, it's not just for people who are beat up. It's also for high-end athletes who want to keep doing, you know, playing the game.
And you can get the book, too. The book
so long to play it.
The book is called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. Diamond Dallas Page with us. And we got to let you go in just a little bit here, by the way. Physically, are you doing fine now? I mean, so it looks like you're in great shape. The photos I'm looking at look like you're in great shape.
He looks better than he did when he was wrestling.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah.
That's what people say. You know, I'm not beating my body up every day anymore. If anything, I'm healing my body at a different level.
That helps.
I'm 62. I'm 2 months away from 63.
Right.
And, you know, I embrace age. I embrace it because I put my forehead on my shins. I can take my foot, hold it over my head, and have a conversation with you.
Man.
I can do 10 second push-ups. Lower for 10, hold 3 inches off the ground for 10, come up for 10.
I'm tired of hearing
that. I can do 10. Try one.
For the last minute.
Try one. You know? Try one.
Hold your foot over your head for the last minute of the conversation here.
I want to ask you this, too, quickly before I let you go. What made you get into wrestling at 35? Were you a bouncer before that or something?
No, I ran nightclubs.
I ran nightclubs
since I was 22.
Got it. All right.
And, you know, I love the business. But I also was in managing and color commentating since I was 31. So I was getting a name for myself.
Got it.
I was building relationships. I got to meet Dusty Rhodes, and he became like my big brother.
All right.
He took me under his wing. And, you know, people ask me all the time, Guy, I guess it's all about who you know in this world. Like, not really. It's about who's willing to say they know you. You know, who's willing to put their name on the line.
That's a great line. That's a great line, especially in our business, too. Diamond Dallas Page, I'd love to talk to you a lot longer. Hopefully get you in studios sometime. But congratulations on the book and everything else. Appreciate it, man. Take care.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. It's been your pleasure.
Hey, tell Bert Kreischer. Tell Bert Kreischer we said hi.
Yeah. When you do Kreischer's
podcast. Absolutely. Absolutely.
See you, man. All right.
Positively Unstoppable is the name of the book.
Chewing Percocet. You never tried that, though, did you, Todd?
Nope.
There you go.
I'm not a Percocet guy.
I'm friends with a WWE wrestler, and the wrestling and the comedy is so similar. We're so nomadic, city to city,
right.
Hotel rooms, traveling.
Chewing Percocet.
Chewing Percocets, drinking. But it's similar without the body slams.
Without, you know, without the physical abuse, exactly. This guy chewed Percocet.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yep. You know he chewed Percocet.
Yeah. At one time, I was pursuing the allegedly 1,500 women at Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, I didn't get into that. We started talking a lot about that. The snake story was great, but you're right. He had a lot of women. 50, of course he did. Those wrestlers banged chicks all across the country for years.
That many? Wow.
That doesn't sound like an unrealistic number to me. For a guy who's been around like that. Famous guy?
Oh, him and Hogan, they went through chicks.
Oh, yeah. We were in 40, 50 cities a year,
sure.
Year after year. Sure.
4 or 5 chicks a city. Doesn't take long.
They're rock stars. You see the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
I know.
The guy's
crazy,
man.
The
guy's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is.
In Atlanta, the Super Bowl 53 will be there, and so the adult entertainment venues are starting to ramp up.
They got the best.
They're not allowed to be open on Sundays there, though.
I never knew that. We were there. Me and Todd spent a couple hours. 15 or so at a couple of those clubs.
So no Chick-fil-A, no lap dance. No, well, the adult entertainment venues aren't allowed to be open on Sundays unless they also serve as restaurants.
Some of them do, though.
And so several of the most popular strip clubs, including Blue Flame Lounge, the Cheetah, Magic City.
Yeah, we're the Cheetah.
They went to city council and asked for an exception, and they got it.
I love that.
So the town agreed to, the city agreed to let the club stay open an extra hour the entire week of the big game. So that's 4 o'clock instead of 3.
Yeah, I had read. I'd read that they extended last call for all bars
until
to 4 a.m.
Why not
the entire Super Bowl week?
I also heard that the Chick-fil-A's in Atlanta were allowed to be they're allowed to be open if they turn into strip clubs on Sunday, just Super Bowl Sunday.
So it's going to be a big time. All the dancers are required to have permits in Atlanta, so the women they're bringing in from Miami, L.A., New York City, Houston, Virginia, North Carolina.
Oh, they got their papers.
They're going to have to pay their $350 to make their thousands of dollars.
And they will make thousands. They're going to make a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta's probably one of the few places that can command that fee.
Wow, they're all
because they'll make it back.
Oh yeah, well, the Super Bowl. How much money's going to be coming in that city?
There's a strip club back home in Cleveland where I'm from, yeah. And when I was on the radio, I would honestly go there because they had the best filet I've ever had. It was amazing. The food was great. I would have a steak dinner and getting a lap dance at the same time. I felt like a man.
That's America, man.
You felt like a man.
Out of West Peoria, about 11:20 in the evening, the county sheriff's office was called to Pulse Gentlemen's Club. A couple of men there, a 23-year-old and a 22-year-old, said they were sitting at the bar when a 25-year-old dancer approached them with an offer of a private dance. The older gentleman, the 23-year-old...
Let me finish my filet first, you said, right?
said the dancer, quote, repeatedly was bothering... End quote, the two about the dance offer, and the younger man said the dancer got very angry at them for rebuffing her.
You can say no to a lap dance.
Yeah, well, but you got to be polite about it.
Because
I just about got run out of a strip club in Topeka.
That was a guy with you. It was a weird ass. Called her fat, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, go ahead. So what happened?
They don't like that.
No, they didn't appreciate that.
The men, who happened to be white gentlemen, said the dancer, who is black, then called them racist and told them, "You must love Trump because you're racist." She continued to yell at them and invoke the president's name. The younger man, in an effort to calm her, just bought her a shot. Said, "Please, stop. Here, have some alcohol." Instead, she picked up the shot glass and threw it at the older man's head. Missed, but then whacked him in the back of the gourd with an open hand, causing his hat to fly off.
She's angry.
A deputy reviewed security video, which showed the dancer throwing the shot glass and hitting the patron. Neither man had touched the dancers. Or the dancer. A deputy talked to the dancer. She said she'd been drinking most of the night. She appeared to be highly intoxicated. She said that after she'd offered to dance for the two men, the older one called her a racist name. She told the police that the remark upset her very much because she had never been the victim of racism before. She said she accidentally dropped her drink to the ground and she didn't hit anyone. She suggested the angle of the video camera somehow made it look as if she had struck the man. As for his hat flying off, she figured her shot glass hit the floor.
And then she might have been
the splashing liquor perhaps blasted the hat from his head, is what she said.
I don't think much politics goes into strip clubs. I think these guys are probably just sitting there and didn't want to dance. You know?
The deputies arrested her and took her to county jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't want to part with $20.
Yeah. She was already wanted on a DUI warrant.
Yeah.
And she was putting a bad spin on it.
She did not put a good spin on the whole thing.
The only black person in the world who hasn't been a victim of racism.
A white guy named Chad. Is the name of the album from Chad Zumok. You can pick up on where you can get all those things, iTunes, things like that.
Yeah, Spotify, all that garbage.
Tomorrow night, Chad will be at the Funny Bone through the weekend with Ivan Decker. Chad and Ivan will be back tomorrow with us. And Chad, your Twitter handle is?
It's at Chad Zumok. Give me a follow.
Ours is at TNT Radio Empire. Colleen, great to see you again. Love you.
Nice to see you all.
We just got done.
Diamond Dallas was great. Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page. His book is Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It.
He's right, though, Todd, because I know you do yoga, but it's the word yoga. Nobody wants to do it. It sucks. No, yoga's cool, but the name sucks.
Yeah, go to something like Barefoot Stretching.
Yeah, call yours Barefoot Stretching with Todd.
Plus, you never see a guy in yoga pants.
That's true. Oh, not the tight yoga pants.
I saw
he
one
does.
At the gym the other day.
Oh, no. Oh,
I've seen that occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, he better have a man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the tight flying
tight.
I call yoga pants airport pants. Right. That's what they wear them everywhere.
Girly, if you have yoga pants on and you're a guy, you better have a cape on and you better be fighting crime.
Totally.
Yeah, it does have an image problem. It always brings about the mindful Buddhist monk.
And guys in yoga pants.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.